Vayitirin Shasir and Bava Basa Daf Nun Vav. Picking up on Nun Vav, 2, 4, 6 lines down. Ein Sham Lometzav Lechatz of Mai. What is going to be the din? Let's say there's no boundaries or there's no, like, no divider and no chatz of the plant that's stopping the field. This is talking about the dead convert now. What's going to be the din in such a case right now? How much you have to do in order to go and acquire the field? Perish Rabbi Marinus. Merinus Mishmo, Kol Shenikris Al Shemo. That is, in the singular, let's say you have the ger, and he has a whole bunch of fields next to each other, but, you know, it's called, like, Bob's Field. If it's called Bob's Fields in the plural, that's not going to be included. It's talking about what's called Bob's Field in the singular. That's going to be enough. So says Rishbam, Kol Shenikris Al Shmo, Kol Shenikris Al Sada Echad B'Loshen Yachid Al Shmo, Shekaron La Sada Ploni, Shenom Sados Ploni, let's say Ploni's fields. Kol Kol B'Mechol Shechad, even with one little, you know, digging, he gets the whole thing. Hechidami, how's this case? How's this so? Amar Al Papa, De Karile Be Gargusa De Planya. Rishbam explains that Beger Gusa de Planya, Kola Sada Shahaya Ger Mashke Miboro Kanea Kana Kob Mako Shechad. Let's say that there is a field that is irrigated all from one water hole, and that's considered the field of the water hole, then that's all considered one. Yosef Vachabar Avia Kamidra Vasiv, Yosef Kamar Mishmedra Vasiv Rachanina, Chatsuva Mavsik Benichse Ager. Chatsuva is going to divide this thing in reference to his stuff. Again, if this guy dies, he's no Yarshim. That splits up my chatsuva. What is a chatsuva? Rishbam points out this is a double question. Number one, eize dover who? Like, first of all, like, what is it? Straight up. What's a chatsuva? And umay chashivusa lechashiv kemetzer. What's it so significant that it's considered like it's a boundary? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yudam Rav, Shabo Teichem Yoshua li Yisrael. As we've already seen, this is the type of plant that was used that when Yeshua was splitting up the land, that's the thing he used to make clear whose land was whose. Says the Rashbam, Bein Shevet LeShevet, Bein Ish LeIsh, between the Shvatim and between the individual people, V'she'enu L'yonek L'mikan V'lo'mikan, because it doesn't get its nutrients from either side, but rather from straight down. That's where that was a plant that was used. Okay, if I'm reviewed on Rav, lo money Yoshua Eli Yarus Ha'umdos al Gavulin, that is, the Rashbam explains that, what is it that, how come when Yoshua, who wrote Sefer Yoshua, he doesn't write all the cities that they went through and they conquered, because the reason is he was writing the ones that were only on the boundaries in order to know how the land was split up. I'm reviewed on Rishmuel, Kol Sheher O, HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Chayev B'Meiser. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu unfortunately wasn't able to go into Eretz Yisrael. However, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be chayev in Trumos and Maiso. Says Rashbam, B'shas Misasa Kedichsev Vayareu Hashem as Kol Ha'aretz as a Gilad Adon Chayev Maiso. Dehem Zayin Amamin Aksub Mechol Makom Aval Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni Shenos Abim Avinu Bein HaBesarim Lo Yischayev V'Maiso La'asa Lavo. They're not going to be lost as V'Keshech Zirem Lodu Lassid, Kid the Amr Babarishas Rabbah, etc. Point is that there's going to be Chayiv in Meiser. La Fuge Mai, what is it coming to exclude? La Fuge Kini, Kinesi, Vikadmoni. These three are going to be excluded from Trumot and Maasrot. Tanya Rabbi Meir Naftucha Arba Arva Vishalma. These are these lands. The Kini, Kinesi, and Kadmoni are the. These people, Naftucha, Arva, Vishalma, Rabbi Huda Omer, Har Seir, Amon, Umav. Those are the three areas. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ardiskis, Asya, Vaspamya. Those are the different opinions about what are those particular lands. Okay, here we go. Next Mishnah, Zakta, next Heilige, Heilige, Heilige Mishnah. Hayushtaim, Eden, Oso, Sha'achla, Shalosh, Shalom. Let's see, I have two Edom that say that this guy, he ate, as you write here, from the land for 3 years. He's got himself 3 years looking for a chazaka here. But then we find out that they're taka zomimin. These are not good eidim, says Rosh Bam, Shabo, Bezor, Mulahem. Hey, Chrisim chazaka zu. How could you have seen that? Vahalo, Bosa, Zmani, Manu, Isam, Akamponi. At the time that you're claiming that you saw them getting this chazaka, you were with us in another place. And there's no way that could be. Mishalmim. Mishalmin lo es hakol. We know the din is kasher zamam lasas. That which they tried to mess him over. They tried to make him lose his land over here, the value of his land. So therefore, what do they have to do? They have to pay him the value of the land. Says Rishbam, kfi demei karko shahayu rotsim lafsid, whatever they want him to lose. Yigbeham, they have to not pay. Kidur sivit says kasher zamam velo kasher asa. That which they attempted to do, not which they did. Levad karko shalo sheyitol min hamachzik. Besides the land itself that he actually gets back from the one who is machzik his land. Shnayim barishona, shnayim b'shnia, u'shnayim b'shlishis. Let's say that you have three sets of Edom. The one pair that they're saying, oh, he was there for the first year, another pair the second year, another pair there for the third year, says Rishbam, at the Hainu Gimel Kitos Legimel Lashanim, Kasloshana, Kasloshana, Imnim Sezom Mekulam. Let's say it turns out that all of them turn out to be Edom Zomin. Beep. Beep, turn the page, doing from the base. Mishal Shin Beinehem, then they divide the Kenas amongst all of them. They all have to, you know, pay up according to them. Shlosha Achim, let's say you have three brothers that they come along and they're made. It says Rashbam, Dahainu, Achlishana, Ve'echad Im Ha'ach, so Echad made Im Kulam. Rashbam explains what I didn't yet say in the Mishnah. It says, let's say you have three brothers. I have one brother, let's call them brother one, two, and three. And brother one, there's an aide that who's not related, who comes like someone else is not connected to this. He joins with aide number one, and I'm sorry, with brother number one, and then with brother number two, and brother number three for the 3 years. And then, it creates a chazakah through that. Vehein eidus Achas lahazama. Skip the line. If it ends up being brother one with a guy, brother two with a guy, brother three with a guy, hare elu shalosh edus. These are three sets of edus that happens now. And now, v'hin edus achas lahazama, says Rashbam, shem huzmu mishal shalin b'neim v'gam ein nizomin achizu mekulam. They end up becoming one testimony reference the idea of hazama. So all of them have to be zomified in order for there to be zom over here, and then they split it up amongst all of them. And it ends up being that the brothers get 1/6 of it, and the other guy gets the other whatever's left over. Masis and Lo Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah does not go with Rabbi Akiva. Says Rishbam, the Chashav Legimel Kito Shel Edom Edus Achas LeShalosh Shnei Chazaka. He learns it out. He says that one pair of Edom testified to all 3 years of Chazaka. Therefore, he's agreeing with the Mishnah, allows three pairs to testify, each one to 1 year of Chazak. At the time, within a Baisa, Amr Biosi, Kishalach Abba Chalaf to Eitzor Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Lil Motor, when to go Shtag to learn there. Rashbam says, Avi Chalafta de Rabbi Yossi Stam, Hain Rabbi Yossi Ben Chalafta. So, when my papa, Chalafta, went to go learn Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Va'amri Lan Sabsei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Eitzor Abba Chalafta Lil Motor, it was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri went to go learn. Went to my father, Abba Chalaf, to go to Tolshtag. Amar lo, Rabbi Chamunari said to my tati, Harisha Achla Shana Rishona Bifnei Shnayim. Let's say this guy there, and he, for 3 years, the first year in front of two, Shnia Bifnei Shnayim, and the second year in front of two, Shlisha Bifnei Shnayim. Also, what's going to be the din? Can they combine to make Chazaka? Amar lo, and he said, Harisha Chazaka, it's a Chazaka. Amar lo, so he said, Afani Omer Kane. I also say that. El Shabbi Akiva, Cholik Bedever Zabbi Akiva, he argues on this. Shabbi Akiva Army, he says, Dava. When the pasuk says about Eidos, it says Lo Yakum Eid Echad Beish Lechol Avin Lechol Chatas Bechol Chet Asher Yechta Al Pishnei Eidim Al Pishlosh Eidim Yakum Davar. Right, that is a pasuk that's brought about the concept of Eidos. Says Rishbam Shayyab Kiva Omer Davar Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Davar Shalim Yishtalim Kol Amamun Al Pi Eidim Hashnayim, velo chatzi davar. Right, so it has to be that they're saying about the entire matter, not about a part of the matter. Except for the Mishnah, which says you give chazaka based on combining three different sets, that doesn't work. Rabbi Akiva, and what about the ones who are you and Rabbi Akiva? Hi davar velo chatzi davar. My everyday, what they can do with the fact that it says davar velo chatzi davar? Can't just ignore that. Elam lemeute. If you want to say that it's coming to exclude echad, it's going to exclude. Echad leomer, echad omer achas begaba, vechad omer achas bekresa. This is a Gemara Nida. For some reason, we instance, let's say you need to have Edom to see if a girl became a Gedola or not, or she became a Naira, then Echad Lamute, I'm sorry, everyone is coming to me, Ma'at, Echad Omer, Achas Begaba. In order for it to be able to become a woman, she has to have two criteria that happens. She has to reach 12 years old to become a Naira, and then she also has to have two hairs on her body. And let's say if one comes and says, yeah, she has one hair that's on her back, and one comes and says, yeah, it was on her stomach, and they say that this doesn't work because they're only doing a Chatzi Davar. Hi, Chatzi Davar v'Chatzi Eidosi. This you wouldn't need because you would need to exclude this case. Because this is not only testifying about half a thing, it's also half a testimony, because you need two Edom to say about each one. So therefore, we wouldn't need the Davar for that. Elam Ute, what's coming to tell you? Shnayim Omrim Achas Begaba. Let's say you have two Edom come say that we saw one hair in her back. Shnayim Omrim Achas Bekresa. And we see they have two Edom say one in her Kresa, in her stomach. In this case, we have the proper Edom that's going on. Right, you have two Edom for each one, but they didn't each see the entirety of it. Therefore, it's only considered half a davar and not an entire davar. So that's what the Chachamim are talking about over there. That's the case. So we're going to say that it's not going to work. But if you have three sets of Edom coming with the Shana, with the years, it will kind of work for Chazaka. Amar Rav Yehuda, Echad Amar Chalachitam. Let's say you have one Edom that comes and says that the person is living in this land, he ate wheat for 3 years. Echad Amar Chasarim says barley for 3 years. Here is a Chazaka. This is considered a Chazaka, as we're going to explain why that is momentarily. Because the Rashbam explains that, what is he saying over here? Echad Omer, Osen Gimel Shanim, Shata Omer, Achal Chitim, the 3 years, you say he was eating wheat, and he made Kamosach Shalcha. I agree with you that he ate, Aval Achila Sa'orimai, so it was actually barley, which was a Chazaka, but time in the first Sakamana, we can explain why that is. In a moment, Maska Flora, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman comes out as a Kashe. Elamayata, but hold on 1 second. Echad Omer, Achal Bishonah, Shlish Vachamishis. Let's say you have one that testifies that, yeah, I saw him using a first year, third year, and fifth year. Echad Omer, Achal Shnia, of Revia, so she's, I saw 2, 4, and 6. Hachanami Davi Chazaka. Would also that be considered a Chazaka? Of course, that wouldn't be Chazaka. So, how can you say that the Chazaka is going to work? That's what it seems this case is, because one saying he had barley, one saying he's having wheat. Must be that they saw alternating years. Amr Le Rav Yehuda, Hachi Hashta. How are you comparing these two cases? Hassam over there in the case that you just said, where you have somebody testifying in 1 year, in 1, 3, and 5, the other 2, 4, and 6, Bishata the Kamasid Mar, in reference to the year, one of them is testifying, Lokamasid Mar, the other one's not testifying. So obviously no Chazaka, it's going to happen, but Hacha, in the case where we were talking about over here, that one says wheat, the other says barley, Tavai B'chata Shata Kamasad, but they're both testifying in the same year, and therefore it should work. Michael Meimar, what is going to be the problem? Bein Chiti Lasari Lava Daiti Danish. You bother about the fact one says wheat, one says barley? People can't tell the difference between wheat and barley. They look very similar, and therefore it makes sense. Says the Rashbam, Ein mevinim yafe bin kemachitim lekemach sarin. It's wheat, barley, flour or barley flour. It looks very similar, and therefore that's the reason why they made the mistake, but it's still considered chazaka, even though they're saying that they had different things. Then we have the last part of the Mishnah, Shlosha Achin Echad Misar Fimayim. Let's say these three brothers, brother one, brother two, and brother three, and brother one testify for the first year with someone else, brother two with the second year with someone else, that same someone else, and brother three with that same someone else. Hari Elushal Shaydios Fahini Idus Achas Hazama. This is three separate testimonies and the one for Hazama. Peep turn the page, Nun Zain Ahushtara. Says Rashbam v'hutzrich hamal v'lekaimo. This is a document for a loan, and there was a shtar who wanted to mekaim it. The have a chasime alei beitrei. There were two witnesses that were signed on it, and he wants to certify it by having the ones that signed it, you know, come and say, yeah, this is our signature. Shchiv achad meinah, but one of them ended up dying, and therefore couldn't verify it. So you have two new Edom that came along that are going to go verify this second signature. Also, Achud Haidakai, a brother of the one that survived, the one that survived came, V'chad Achrina with another guy. Lasude Achasima Sidei Didach, in order to go and testify on the other guy, the guy who dies thing. So the one who was alive, he said, yeah, that's my signature. And the brother of that guy with another person came along and verified the other one's signature. Now, Savar Avinu Lemeimar, Avinu wanted to say, Hainu Mastisan, this is similar to our Mishnah, of Shosha Achen Vechen Mistari Fimayim. right, that they can come and testify in the same case as long as they're talking about different parts. Amalei Rav Ashi, mi dami, can you compare them? Ha, some of the cases of the Mishnah, lo nafik nachei riva de mamona apuma de achei. This is an important point. It's necessary to understand what we're about to say now. This beautifully long Rashbam over here that I'm going to basically spill out. The Torah says that we knew apishnei edim yukum adavar, that you need to have two edim in order to go to uphold something, right? Lo yukum edecha biish l'chol avin l'chachatis b'chachetis shechla apishnei edim apishlosh edim yukum adavar. You need two or three. Now, we're saying that what Chachamim say that this is not only is it coming to tell you that you need two, but it's also coming to tell you that you can't have one witness as playing more than half of the role in the testimony, right? So in the case over here, then, we say that you can't certify the document by accepting the verification of both signatures from the one who survived, right? Because if one of them, you have these two witnesses, one of them died, one of them still alive, you can't have the one that's alive do his and the other guy's, because then all of that thing is coming through his testimony. However, besides that, we may not allow him to verify his own signature and join with a second witness to verify the second one, because then he has three quarters of it. He's doing, if it's two people there, that means he's doing half for him. And then the other one is, there's two people now doing the other one. So he's doing one half of that. So ends up being he's doing three quarters of it. Right? And that's a bit of a problem over here. So therefore, he can verify only his signature, and then he has to come with two other ones. Now, in the case that we just spelled out over here, it's now going to come out, trying to compare it to the case of the three brothers that take Bob and adds on to each one, Bob with brother one, Bob with brother two, Bob with brother three. So we're saying, mi dami, hasam l'nafik nachei riva de mamona puma de achei. Right? Over here, he's not, three quarters of the money is not taken through the testimony of the brothers. It really ends up being half and half, because you have the three brothers and this other guy is considered the other half for all of them. Hacha, but over here with the loan document, nafik nachi riva de mamona pumedachi, three quarters of the money is coming through the testimony of the brothers. So even though the testimony of the brothers is accepted in the Mishnah's case, it's not going to work when it comes to the idea of the shtar. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.